From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. The Attorney General's Office is asking for a small reduction in its budget for the 2019 fiscal year. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg attended Monday's budget committee hearing and has more.
The proposed core operating budget for the 2019 fiscal year is just over $25,332,000. The proposed cuts would amount to less than 1%. Despite asking for a reduction in the operating budget, Attorney General Josh Hawley emphasized the office's commitment to helping Missouri citizens.
While our caseload is at what we believe to be an all-time high, we have over 36,000 ongoing litigation matters. We are committed to doing more with less, and in keeping with this fiscal discipline, we are asking for less this year.
According to Hawley, less is two full-time executive administrative positions, equaling to about $100,000. Hawley says the office asked for a decrease in funding the previous year as well. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
Missouri officials say the state is not currently planning to sell four new state parks. Former Governor Jay Nixon's administration bought the four parks, but they haven't been opened yet. The possibility of selling them was mentioned in the legislature in the Park Division as Missouri tries to solve a $200 million maintenance backlog at its other parks. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Ben Ellis, director of Missouri State Parks, said last week the state isn't considering selling the parks at the present time. The parks are Ozark Mountain, Jay Nixon, Bryant Creek, and 11 Point State Parks. The University of Missouri is set to reopen its Respect, Discovery, and Excellence Halls back up for student living. KBIA's Trevor Hook has more.
The University of Missouri will reopen the three dorms closed to students last year and made open to the public, according to UM System President Moon Choi. The University of Missouri closed three dorms to students last fall and rented out rooms to the public for $120 per night. MU did this to compensate for roughly $60 million in budget cuts for the current fiscal year. MU News Bureau Associate Director Liz McCune says that the housing program generated just under $125,000 in revenue.
As an experiment, I think it was successful, but we would much rather be using those residence halls for our students.
The dorms are set to reopen next fall. Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is proposing to cut the state's top individual income tax rate by 10% and reduce the corporate income tax rate by nearly one-third. Greitens was traveling the state Monday to outline the details of what he calls the boldest state tax reform in America. His plan would reduce the top individual income tax rate from 5.9% to 5.3% and create a non-refundable state tax credit for low-income workers that he says would essentially eliminate income taxes for 380,000 people. He also wants to cut the corporate tax rate by 2%. Greitens says the plan would remain revenue neutral by eliminating incentives for businesses to pay sales taxes quickly and by paring back state income tax deductions based on federal tax payments. Erin Schrader, KBIA News.